Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, pretty good, Brian.
We last talked in September. What have you in the music world been up to since then?
Well, mostly playing in my kitchen still because we've just had the gift that keeps on giving with Omicron and had a summer of cancelled shows. But look, getting by. And I'm one of the lucky ones who's able to make a living from teaching and surrounded by good people, so that's great. But honestly, not a lot happening in music, but looking forward to the world opening up again.
You've been nominated for a Golden Guitar. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's an honor. I mean, it's also, you go, well, I'm in a category with Shane Nicholson, Troy Cassadaley, and then in another category with the Wolf Brothers as well. So I don't know that there's a lot of chance of me winning. I'm going to count the nomination as a win.
We shall wait with bated breath.
Well, you can bait it all you like, mate, but the fact of the matter is that it's pretty stiff competition. But you know what? I don't know. Like, the part of the reason why I got into music in the first place was because I was never very good at sport. I didn't have much of a competitive spirit. And it really is to wear out a bit of a cliche, but it is just an honor just to be nominated, really. It's great.
From Tasmania's point of view, you were planning at one stage to come here with Eric Bogle and, of course, to the Cygnet Folk Festival. Are they still on, or what's
Yeah.
happening?
No. It was I'm in Victoria, and it was all very much, no, we don't want you. And that's okay. Look, I get it. I mean, our states are very fragile, and we need to look after everyone. I was really disappointed. I was particularly looking forward to, or in fact, both events. Cygnet is one of my favorite festivals. Such a beautiful part of the world, and I was really looking forward to going and playing. Not just because I love, I think it would have been the third or fourth time I played at Cygnet, but because there were such amazing artists due to be there. And I really feel for that whole, festival committee who really put in, countless hours trying to pull everything together and then at the last minute had to pull the pin. I really do feel for everyone in Tassie. And I've been promised a chance to come back next year, and hopefully we'll get back out on the road with the great Mr. Bogle, and we'll be out there again soon.
You've got a new song out, He Taught Me. Can you tell us a little about that song?
It's a song about my dad. He was a dairy farmer in East Gippsland. That's where I grew up. And the song is, I suppose, well, as the title says, it's about all the things that he taught me. And it's, practical things as well as kind of, how to live your life well and how to live with integrity and humor. And that's pretty much sums it up. It's a song that I think I really worked hard to try and capture Dad's voice in the lyrics. And what's been lovely, because it is one of the few songs that from the new record that I got to play before everything started shutting down. But there's a lovely moment where we had people kind of laughing and kind of nudging each other like they recognize the character in the story. And then there's a shift later in the song where, the tone, the story changes. But for that beginning part of the song, I really felt like I had a chance to bring a bit of Johnny Waugh into the theatre with me when I was playing. So yeah, I hope people get his sensibility, his stoicism, his hard work, his humour.
Thanks, Michael. It's been good to talk.
You too, Brian.
He taught me how to start a fire, how to change the gears, how not to make them grind. He taught me how to order Chinese food and ask them for a knife and fork when you don't know how the chopsticks work. He taught me how to crack a joke and why you never pull his finger, how to be a decent bloke. He taught me how to steal a toddler's nose and when to put it back again. That's what makes the grizzles go. He taught me not to cry. He taught me to be gentle, how to change the subject when it gets too sentimental. All about the way it works and how it's meant to be. Humanity in humor is what he taught to me. He taught me to stand for what is true. He taught me car rides full of limericks, and all of them were rude. He taught me how to keep a level head, how to hug someone you love after there's an argument. He taught me how to work too hard, and how to climb through fences, how to be a tight ass, how to be too generous, how to light the barbecue and overcook the meat. Integrity and fairness is what he taught to me. He taught me in those final days how to give a man his dignity when his body wastes away. He taught me to plaster on his smile, talk about the footy while you watch your father die. He taught me when to let things go and when to fight things bravely, how to hide your face when you can't keep the pain in. He'd probably say to walk it off. That's what a man should do. So I'm learning to be tough, getting through this stuff, learning I'm enough, 'cause it's what he taught me.